You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to the second episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. So how often do you get feedback on your losing bids? If you don't get feedback, how can you improve? This is true in other areas of business, and it is certainly true in proposals. You need to know what the client liked and what they didn't like. You need to know what hit the mark and what didn't. I was reminded of this recently after discussions about a recent bid submitted by a company who was strong in the services they were bidding on and had considerable experience in the area. They thought they had the advantage, but they lost the bid. It was a large bid, and part of the overall process was a debrief for the losing bidders after the work was awarded. The feedback from the client was this: not enough detail and not enough information in the bid documents to convince them. This is unfortunate because the company had a considerable amount of experience in the area and would have been a good choice. So what went wrong? The problem, as it turns out, is that they were using relatively junior staff within the business development team to write the bid. These folks didn't have the detailed knowledge of how the work is done and the procedures used, since they hadn't been directly involved in service delivery. They also had a late start to the proposal, so clearly didn't have much time to go through a process to develop the information and the strategies they needed for a winning bid. It's possible that if the business development process for the bid had gone through all the right stages, they've collected the information, developed the strategies, and then written a suitable proposal with more guidance from a range of people already involved in the service delivery and from seasoned staff from the business development team, they would have had a better chance. As it was, the written proposal was seen by the client as being too generic, too general, and not specific enough. Another way to say it? Too much fluff. By the way, I define fluff as empty filler, kind of like cotton candy, watered-down whiskey, breadcrumbs in your hamburger, and stale peanuts, the styrofoam kind, that come packed in your shipments. This should be a lesson on how to get the client's attention, but it's also a more important lesson about getting feedback. Now, armed with this important information and feedback, the company can improve the next bid they write and the process they use. Without feedback, you can't improve. Unfortunately, not all RFPs include a debrief in the process. If it doesn't, you need to ask for one. If the client asks you why, it's because with feedback, bidders will be able to respond to their bids the way they expect them. It'll make it easier for them to get what they want and much easier for them to review the final bids. You may even have something to say about the process, the documents, etc., that's constructive and will help them too. Even if they only talk to you over the phone, take them up on it. If they'll meet with you, bring along other key players in the proposal writing and service delivery team. It's not just about how it's written, after all. It's also about your solution to the problem. Ask tough questions, and don't be afraid to get tough answers. You need to know what they liked and what they didn't like, and most importantly, what should you have done that would have given you the better chance for winning. Taking this kind of feedback is difficult, especially if you put lots of effort into the proposal itself, but it's necessary so you won't make the same mistake twice. Finally, you do have to take the feedback seriously, but sometimes with a bit of caution. Separate out the things that are fundamental from the ones that may be the client's own preferences or considerations. After all, your next client may think differently. Of course, that brings us to understanding what the client really wants, but that's for another podcast. That's it for today. If you have questions or comments about these podcasts, you can get contact information at our website, www.howtowinmorebusiness.com, where you'll also find more podcasts and our blog. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter to get more information on our upcoming book. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Terrio. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.